You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I'm very grateful to be joined now by Woody Donna, the Woody Donna. How you doing this morning?
I'm well. I'm in bed.
I can see that.
Yeah, you can see that for the listeners at home. I am in bed. I'm going to work from my bed today, and I'm so happy about that.
Very, very good. I remember doing that once when I was an intern earlier this year for the Ministry of Modern Development, and it was a great time, just sending emails from bed, kind of just half working it, you know? It's just the stress of the office is such a... It's a weird environment, you know?
Sometimes you can just be a boss from anywhere.
I agree.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Are we here to talk about your relatively new EP? I mean, it did come out nearly a month ago, but we're also going to be talking about your upcoming tour.
Don't tell me that. It wasn't that while ago. It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that while ago. It wasn't that while ago. Yeah, it came out on the 25th of October, and it's going to be about, what, nearly under 2 weeks until we get to that point this month? Yeah.
Okay. That's a bit scary.
It is a bit scary. You feeling old?
I'm okay.
Oh, my goodness. In Your Chambers is the name of the EP. And right now, I can see a little bit of your bedroom / chambers. There's no posters or anything there. It's very white walls. Oh, there we go. It's still quite sparsely decorated. I'd assume you'd be a maximalist, but you're more of the minimal decoration side of things.
Curating. Curated.
Yeah, fair enough. I have the opposite approach. I just, whatever I get for free, whatever I can put on the walls, I just put on the walls, you know.
Got lots I of, just have yeah. an accumulation of things that never quite make it to the walls. I actually think it's less of the intentionally curated. It's just like I haven't got the right tools to get it on the walls, and I have learned my lesson of I've ripped too many. You've got to be very careful with how you stick things on the walls in this house, because I've got a couple of bits of like wallpaper and stuff that's been ripped off that I'm going to have to fix pretty soon.
Oh no. Yeah, that is how it is. Yeah. Nonetheless, we're not talking about your bedroom chambers. Let's talk about the EP In Your Chambers, In My Chambers. This is really fascinating to talk about. On your Instagram, you've become quite the real maker. You've been utilizing more, I guess, video, social media promo and content, which is a contrast from your more photo-driven Instagram presence from a couple of years ago. Was that something that you learnt to do as a musician or as a event organizer?
I think I like the idea of a lot of the reels are animated stuff, and it's content that I don't have to be the face of, which is appealing to me. I like this idea of world building. Like, In My Chambers feels like it's a world kind of EP, or it's got a very specific setting. And so I worked really closely with my friend Millicent to build these, like, almost some of them are a bit like hellscapes, or some of them it felt... it's the same. Millicent is the person that I worked with the Being Alone music video, and I think we just had this idea to kind of build on, like, Being Alone felt like where we left off with the last EP, and this idea to sort of come into with the digital animation stuff, like come into a new world that was in the same like universe, but slightly different, and we've just had a lot of fun with what we can do with that.
Mm-hmm. I want to touch on that world building, because the video for Bad Behavior really threw me back to like some crazy games from the 90s, because it features all these dark, kind of warping, jagged, digital, alien-looking planets. I don't know if you've played the game Half-Life 1, but there's a level in that game where you're in this alien kind of pocket dimension world called Zen, spelled with an X. Were old video games like Quake / Half-Life 1 and some of those jagged locations, was that a visual cue of what you wanted this video to resemble?
I think... No, the video games actually hasn't come into it, but I'm so glad that there's a connection in there. Mm-hmm. I think when Millicent and I sat down, I mean, we did a lot of, like, Pinterest mood boarding for it in terms of, like, almost, like, gothic gothic church spaces and whatnot. And then it kind of just built and evolved from there. You know, Milson would ask me questions like, "Be like, if you went into your hellscape, or what would hell look like to you?" was quite kind of one of the driving questions.
Yeah.
And we talked about these like floating volcanoes and these barren lands that were sort of never ending, but also a bit contained. And one of the thing that we've got really focused and into is things that you'll watch the video once and you'll maybe catch like 30% of it, you know? So you kind of have to come back to it multiple times to be able to ever really get the full picture of what's going on, because there's so many little intricate details that you can take little connections from.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I think that it's definitely a very hellish looking landscape. And that, I guess, also leads into my next question, that the color red seems to be a prominent motif in a lot of the themes and the world building for this new work. Do you think this feeds into that hellish look? And if you wouldn't use red, what other color would you go for?
Oh, that's a really good question. Red for me, I think when we did the last EP, Being Alone, and I did a whole bunch of different, we did a whole bunch of different photography for it, and there was this one red image, or like red outfit and stuff, that really stuck with me for it, and that felt like it fit really closely with the new project.
Mm-hmm.
And so because the new music is quite different from the last record, it felt like a nice tie-in to a colour palette that was familiar, but really felt at home in this like new world. So that's for me. I'm like, red, it just seems like the obvious choice. But if it wasn't going to be red, it would be a deep orange, like a dark sunset orange, you know?
I can picture that color from, again, the video from Bad Behavior. Yeah. That's awesome. In terms of EP structure, I think it was a fantastic idea putting Sync as the last entry on the EP, as the song, you know, it reaches such a crazy peak with all the wobbly synths and the guitars, and you just belting out some yarns. Did you have a hard time figuring out the placement of songs on this project to ensure it flowed well, or were you not super fussed?
It was actually quite an interesting one. We did go through a couple of different options of what it would be like. I think for me, we just wanted to feel like the whole record flowed really nicely, and it felt like, for me, there were kind of a few groupings of songs, like Hell or High Water and Sync and Bad Behavior kind of sit in the same world, and then Stop Charades was kind of the one song off the EP that fit a little bit too closely with the last project, and it was kind of this like bridging song a little bit, and we really focused on how one thing led on from another, but I just kind of wanted the whole EP to feel like it was a little bit like All Gas No Breaks. That was kind of the approach that we took when recording it as well, like the more is more mentality a little bit. So I think ultimately when we finally found the track listing that we came to, it felt like it started off with a bang and it ended with a bang, and there wasn't much space in between to blink.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally get that, and I also understand using Stop Charades as a bit of a link to the past almost. With the tour that's coming up very soon, you've got some really, really awesome opening acts. You've got Saltwater Criminals, you've got Dale Kerrigan, Sentient Mud. It's a really, really awesome lineup here. How did you choose who the opening acts would be?
A little bit of a mix of who are the people that we know and love. I think we've toured a lot of times, and myself and some of the other band members in Witty Donna, especially Elliot, who plays guitar, we're all feeling very all gas, no breaks at the moment, so we wanted to make sure that we were going to have a really fun time on tour. So we've just chosen, you know, not only music that we love and we think is going to make for a great show, but also we've chosen the people that we love, and we're going to have a really wonderful time hanging out and trying to, you know, take it easy and relax a little bit and just have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, Del Kerrigan and Saltwater Criminals and Dateline and Soft Bay are definitely all gas, no breaks. So that's really, really awesome to see that you've got them playing at all the different gigs. I mean, location-specific gigs, sorry. The tour kicks off tomorrow at the Dark Room in Otatahi, and then you're cruising down to yours on Hatu Day Saturday, which marks, the first time you've been here for a year or two?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think the last show that we played down in Otipoti was at Dive, so...
R.I.P.
A while ago.
Yeah. Then there's 5 days in between that show and the next one. Does that mean that you're going to be down here in Otipoti for a few days, or are you going to head back to Poneke pretty soon after the gig?
Unfortunately, we do. We are flying back to Poneke on Sunday evening from Christchurch.
Mm. My goodness, you're going to be tired.
We've got the Kia Carnival, hired the Kia Carnival, and so we'll just make the drive down to Otipoti, and we'll be pretty in and out, which is so gutting. I really wish I could spend more time down in Dunedin, because every time I go there, I just want to be here more.
Well, there'll be another time, I'm sure. Do you know what's going to be on for your 2025 yet? Or are you still figuring that out?
2025 for me, I think, is going to be trying to write an album.
True.
I think that's where I'm going to go. We're hoping maybe going to explore some options of trying to tour overseas and have a look at trying to get to Australia. Elliot and I are doing a bit of like a recon trip over to Melbourne to try and get a sense of the scene later this year. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think we'd like to go overseas. But I think for me, I'm really excited to get back to writing. I find it really hard to write music when you're in the process of releasing it, because it feels like they're two different parts of your brain. Like, when you're putting music out to the world, you're focusing on like putting your best foot forward and trying to show everyone the great stuff that you've made. Whereas for me, writing comes from such a vulnerable place, and they kind of don't live so humbly together.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And also, the funny thing is, when you're releasing music, you're talking about stuff that you've already made like months and months ago, usually. So it's all kind of old news in a way.
Yeah, but it still brings me an immense amount of joy.
Okay,
and it's really
good.
Wonderful that it's like out now and people get to listen to it and experience it. Because I am really proud of this record, and I love it so much.
As you should be. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on the show, Bianca. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. That, folks, was Bianca from Wiridana. We're going to play their track, Sync, from the new EP, In My Chambers. You can go see Wiridana play at yours this Hatu Day Saturday at 8 p.m. They're playing with Dale Kerrigan. And then after that, who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be a pretty chill show. Here's Wiridana. You're listening to The One.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.